us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 6 days after the mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand killing 50 people, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announces a ban on large-caliber, high-capacity semi-automatic weapons.
The effect of this will mean that no one will be able to buy these weapons without a permit to procure from the police. I can assure people there is no point in applying for such a permit.
Sales are banned immediately. A government buyback program will be established to compensate people owning those guns now. Federal forecasters warn potentially historic flooding in the Midwest will be making its way south along the lower Mississippi River. There's flooding in 14 states.
Hardest hit Iowa, where 41 of its 99 counties are declaring disasters, and in Nebraska.
The flooding is just devastating.
Governor Pete Ricketts, 500 miles of Nebraska roads are closed, and farmers estimate a loss topping $1 billion.
That's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Is here, and last year's office pool winner, Sally from accounting, who doesn't know anything about college hoops, is here with her picks. It's ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. Let's start with St. Mary's.
Mary is my cockapoo's middle name, so I'm picking them.
How about Purdue?
The chicken company? Ugh, I'm vegan, so that's a hard pass.
Your thoughts on Bradley?
You mean like Bradley Cooper? Yes. Bradley can get it right into my bracket.
Colgate?
No, don't like it. Do Crest White Strips have a basketball team?
Who's going on a Cinderella run?
Please. Cinderella can't run with one slipper. I'll go with the Tar Heels. Those heels won't break.
How about the Duke Blue Devils?
Oh, I just bought the cutest blue blouse. They're my pick to win it all.
More, expert analysis after this.
Morning radio program that travels at warp speed with Greg Budell.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
Jay Scott.
For nowhere am I so desperately needed as among a shipload of illogical humans.
Emily Hayes.
All decks cancel red alert. Maintain increased security.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
We're losing power in the warp engines.
So set your phasers on stun and watch out for Klingons. Here comes three men and a lady.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
You keep saying that. Are you a doctor, aren't you?
I don't know.
I'm not particularly good at anything. I just care about one thing.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Welcome to Three Men and a Lady. Just starting out on a Thursday, going to find a Thursday, catch the Super Bowl. So we got the forecast for the first full day of spring with Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
As expected, there were a few showers in the overnight hours, passing through from Tuscaloosa to around Shelby County and then almost out of the state now. And a few early morning clouds around, but this is a weak front that's just passing through and will wash out later today. So a few clouds early, becoming mostly sunny. Today's high, I think, will be around 69. Breezy again, northwest winds 10 to 20, and gusty on this first full day of spring. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, definitely jacket weather, overnight low 41. Tomorrow starts a beautiful textbook weekend, and rarely does everything come together this perfectly this time of the year, especially in March, for a weekend like this. Sunshine, nice tomorrow, 71. Saturday's high, 74. Sunday's high, 77. Textbook perfect weather for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Obviously, the beaches will be cooler because of the cooler water of the Gulf of Mexico right now at 65. So I've got the high near 70 at the beach Saturday and Sunday. We'll take that, sure. Showers and thunderstorms return Monday. Right now, west winds at 10, 81% humidity. Temperature is 49. It's 6:08.
Somebody mentioned chili.
Yes, and it was great. A chili cheese omelet, folks, which, by the way, if you've never had it, it doesn't sound like it goes together, but it really, really does, especially when you add a lot of cheese and you have excellent chili on top of it. It was great.
I'm glad that worked out, Jay. Back to you.
Very good.
Yeah?
I always enjoy chili day.
Yeah.
Always enjoy chili day.
Yeah. Chili cheese omelets are just, think about it. If you've never had one, you got to try it.
Let's check in on Major League Baseball action at...
Did Ichiro do his swan song yet?
No, he made an out his last time up.
Uh-huh.
And he went... The Mariners are up 3-0, so I think they're going to give him one more bat to try and do something. And then they'll pull him out of the game. Because he is going to retire after the game, that's what I heard.
This is going to be today.
Yeah. This is big news for our listeners.
I don't know, it wasn't up here. What was the song... What was the song you played?
Get It On by Chase.
Get It On by Chase.
Yeah, that's our Thursday morning suggestion. You like it?
Get It On by Chase.
Oh, and look who's here. I don't have any chili that's in my pocket for you, talking. Sweet girl.
He's talking to my dog.
Yeah. Yeah. See what I have in my hand? It's a letter...
From Melania Trump?
Yes. Addressed to Gregory Benjamin Budell.
Campaign donation.
Is it personal?
Well, I'm going to find out. I thought I'd open it with you guys.
Love it.
Just to see what the First Lady has to say to me.
Subpoena.
Thanks.
The Pope's coming in. They need you again.
Hey, I'm up for that. I have experience. I'm the only one that can claim that. All right, let's see what it says here. Dear Gregory Benjamin, every night I sleep next to my ugly husband, and I dream about you, old man, radio host, who I wish would come to the White House while Donald is in some foreign country, pissing them off and making sweet love to me over and over and over again.
That's an interesting letter. I'm surprised they don't screen those things as they go out of the White House.
Mr. Budell, I'm not only asking you to make love to me, but please pledge your support for his presidency and re-election by signing the enclosed presidential pledge of support and returning it to me by April 12th, or just bring it with you when you come to my bedroom.
Oh, jeez.
In taking this action, and she goes through a whole list of, you know, if I donate X number of dollars, what she'll be willing...
Oh, what to do? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you pass that along to me later?
I knew that this letter had to be hot. Just when I looked at it on Informed Delivery Digest.
How's it smell?
Oh, she sended it with money.
I love the smell of money in the morning.
Yeah, me too. All right. You missed my letter from Melania Trump.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, it was sizzling.
Sizzling.
Am I sweating?
I gotta go smoke.
We can't read it again until after the 8 o'clock hour.
That's right. Yeah, that's
true. That's
how
great it was.
Oh, Lord.
That's how spicy.
Spicy like breakfast.
Haven't gotten it yet.
What do you got there?
Didn't catch any spice. Your chili's not spicy, really.
I try to keep it neutral.
Yeah. It's not spicy.
Because we're making chili for everybody, and some like it. Maybe I should bring in the chili powder, and then you can add your own.
I attempted.
Yeah?
Doesn't bother me that it's not spicy.
I attempted lemon bars last night.
Oh? Oh, and...
Yes, because I thought about it. Jalea's sick burn yesterday about how it's not fair to make one group breakfast and not the other group breakfast.
Thought you'd been staying away from bars.
But, so I made some for them, too. I figured I'd take them over there after the show. Oh. But I've never made these before, so they're downstairs if you guys want to try them.
You're opening them downstairs?
Yeah. Right? So if you could just let me know if they are good or not.
Well.
That would be fantastic.
From our downstairs camera, they look pretty good.
Yeah? So... I'll pass them around downstairs, but just for the upstairs people, just for us. They're a little gooey downstairs.
They're a little gooey.
That's what you said. They are a little gooey downstairs.
I'll get it in a minute.
You got a lot going on. Isn't that Capital City Classic tonight?
No, it's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Tonight is Steve Miller.
Are we done giving away tickets?
Yes.
We got Capital City Classic tickets to give away, though.
Some people call him the Space Cowboy.
Some call me
the Gangster of Love.
Melania Trump just did. Dear Gregory Benjamin, you are Gangster of Love. Come to Washington.
Is that what that letter says?
Yeah. Come to Washington when my homely husband is away.
Able to reach the...
And satisfy me.
It doesn't say that.
Satisfy me with your large donation to his campaign fund.
Yeah, right.
Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard has been a flooring destination for almost half a century. I'm not sure what... I got to get with Jeff Balanson and find out when the specific date is. We should have fireworks and a celebration for a business that was founded on a great idea and smart people who were smart enough to say, hey, this great idea works, so let's not mess with it. Let's just keep doing it the way we've been doing it. True wholesale priced carpeting brought in popular styles, too. This isn't where ugly carpeting or flooring goes to die. This is where first-rate popular styles go at a wholesale price. Installed by a team that they have put together over the years, truly the best artisans. Watching them do their thing is an amazing process because they're such perfectionists. So you get a wholesale price, great installation, the cheery reception of Jeff Melanson and his merry band of floriers to help you navigate that big building. I mean, it's a large warehouse, tens of thousands of square feet of all types of popular flooring, and they make it so easy. And at the end, you are standing there admiring your new flooring, knowing you got a great price and had it installed by the best. The Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. I just got to find out what exact date that year it happened. On the Boulevard next to Ashley Furniture. At 616, your local news, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A pair of suspected drug dealers are facing multiple charges after police raid a mobile home. Police say 34-year-old Timothy Brown and 36-year-old Inez Woods were arrested during that raid. They tell us this happened early Tuesday morning at a mobile home in the 800 block of Utah Street in Selmont. The Alabama Special Education Advisory Panel met yesterday in Elmore County. The panel discussed ways to help students with disabilities transition into secondary education and the workforce. And the Wellness Coalition of Montgomery is celebrating 20 years of service. To mark the occasion, the nonprofit will launch new programs to help residents in Montgomery, Lowndes, and Macon counties get better access to healthcare services. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Morning. Did you sleep?
Good morning.
Sleep well?
It's Thursday.
What are you listening to?
My favorite show.
This show is our whole life now.
In that case,
you need to get a life, dweeb.
The show is troubling. Your imagination is a road to anywhere.
Imagination. Imagination.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Enough talk.
It's time for action.
It's showtime.
I'm going to go down and sneak a peek at that moon set. Oh, and thanks to Mike Holman sent that photo.
Guy John Holman, friend of mine. That's actually off a movie he shot, and then he took a screen grab off of that. I love that picture, and he'll be happy. He's a listener. I texted him in the middle of the night thinking he would see the text in the morning. I said, hey, I'm going to use your moon picture on my morning video. And he texted right back. I said, I hope it didn't wake you up. He said, oh, no, I'm up late.
We had a really nice turnout at Bomb Hours last night, and yes, we caught the flyover of the space station.
Oh,
the only thing that surprised me was that it went more from a south to north than a southeast to northwest trajectory.
Oh, okay. It wasn't straight overhead this time, but it was bright enough where I thought I'd mention it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you couldn't miss it. It was looked like you could see the wings on the thing. It doesn't have big...
Solar panels?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those were quite visible.
Right.
And it came, right as you said, 752. But it came more of a south-southeast than a...
And where was the moon in relation to where the space station was here and the moon was...
The moon was more in the center part of the sky.
Gotcha.
On our side of the space station, so mm-hmm. it didn't affect your ability. Although, you know what would have been really cool?
Right.
To have that that E.T. type effect where it would have flown across the moon. Wouldn't that have looked awesome?
Yeah.
I bet somebody somewhere has a photograph like that where mm-hmm. they got these space station flying in front of the moon.
Oh, man.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
620 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So we have Capital City Classic tickets coming up later today. March Madness officially kicks off. How much junk do you have in your house and what's it worth? We have some information on that. It's National Fragrance Day. Breathe deep. The gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every wind. A new hot sauce that mimics a venomous spider bite.
Well,
what will they think of next?
Things I didn't know I needed in my life.
You don't need that.
And among our Morning Maroon nominees, a drunken man who dared his mother to run him over. So she did. So we were talking about that last night, how there's just, oh, and a story locally. Oh, my God. At one of those dollar places.
Oh.
There was this crazy customer in the place, and she saying, I can't take this anymore. And she's walking up the house and takes a cooler and takes a leak.
What?
In the store.
In the
cooler. No. You don't think alcohol was involved, do you?
Well, if it's a dollar store, she only owes a dollar. Pay for the cooler.
And then dumped it, took it into the back room, a prohibited area, and then dumped it into the
mop sink or something?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you?
Yeah, the mop sink.
Why couldn't you just go in the mop sink?
Why couldn't you? Well, yeah, why couldn't you just go in the mop sink?
Sounds like a great Japanese mop sink.
Why couldn't they?
Because we're talking about somebody who is a complete and total utter moron.
What about a customer bathroom? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know if they have those.
I thought that was a law.
But he said, I just could not believe.
It was a he?
No, the guy told me the story. He works for a distributor who shall remain nameless, but it's a prominent brand that has products in all the stores, including Food Outlet. Oh. Where you can get all brands at cost plus 10%. Don't forget, we'll give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate next hour with our pop quiz. Opening in 38 minutes, Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. You know, they're looking for people. And if
people
you're
who need people.
And if you're looking for work, people who need money are the luckiest people in the world. They need mechanics, until Ginny Lewis tells me otherwise. Mechanics. Somebody to work the counter. They need a pickup and delivery driver. You must have a clean driving record. And anybody that's interested in any position must have, a good driver's license, for one. Two, a willingness to work and have a big smile on their face because it's a friendly place. And they want to maintain that esprit de corps throughout the store where it's always happy at Lewis Lawn. For shoppers, whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer, Chad Sasser is the guy that has all the deals on the products, which manufacturers have rebates or incentives on a month-to-month basis. They carry all the great name brands, Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, Steel. I own Toro and Steel products. And some great things behind the counter that can help make life a lot easier for the do-it-yourselfer. And we hope you'll choose them the next time you have a need, because anything you buy there can be brought back there for service. They have a full service department, which, of course, professionals appreciate because they can't afford to be down days at a time waiting for something to get fixed. At Lewis Lawn, they bring it in, it gets done, they're back in business. And same thing for you as a do-it-yourselfer. By the way, if you haven't had your blade sharpened recently, detach the flywheel, take it to Lewis Lawn, you get a much nicer flat top cup. It makes a big difference. When you get it sharpened, you should do it at least once or even twice a year. Lewis Lawn's 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number's 244-9191, and Chad Sasser will slip the key in the door in about a half hour. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Rich Thomas has the timeline. Today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Yay!
And then I will have the Baumhauer's winning word.
Look at you go.
I know. I remember that without any prompting or help. And let me pull this out now so I can paste it in and have it ready to go as soon as Rich ends the timeline. and then we'll be on TV, and then we'll be famous again. So we got a lot to do between now and 6:40.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As you roll out to work this morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking at the River Region, and everything looks great for your travels into work. There are no hassles on the interstates. Traffic on the boulevard's building up just a little bit, but there's no problems for you yet. It's just stop and go at the traffic lights. And if you're coming in on the 31s, no problem whatsoever. You just be careful on your way into work. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
By the way, since you brought that up, Auburn's playing at 12:30 on TNT.
Yep.
Brad McDonald told us
TNT.
Yesterday, he's in Salt Lake City at a big conference for Barons.
Is he going to go to the game?
He's got a line on a ticket, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he wants to see the game.
New Mexico State. Number 5, Auburn plays number 12, New Mexico State today.
Yeah. Today is National Common Courtesy Day. It's also National Gallo Wine Day. If you drink too much Gallo wine, your common courtesy goes right out the window. It's also National Twitter Day. I saw a tweet about that this morning. I almost forgot to tell you this is Memory Day.
What?
Memory Day?
Oh.
1685, composer Johann Sebastian Bach was born. I wonder what Bach would think about rock and roll music today.
Bach would rock.
I don't know. 67 years ago, speaking of rock and roll, 1952, Alan Freed held the Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland, which is now considered the first major rock and roll show in history. The arena could only hold 10,000 people, but over 20,000 showed up and broke through the gates. The cops had to shut the whole thing down. Alan Freed, the disc jockey who coined the phrase rock and roll on WJW Cleveland. Why is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland? Because it's the rock and roll capital of this particular planet.
Well, also because radio people all over the country lobbied to get it put there. We did in Miami.
Yeah.
We lobbied for Cleveland.
And WMMS kind of stuffed the ballot boxes.
We wanted you guys to have something there besides your birthplace for people to go visit.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the Browns.
Yeah. Well, the Browns are a stain. That's not a good thing.
In the mistake by the lake. 1963, Alcatraz closes its doors, San Francisco Bay, and transfers its prisoners. At the peak in the 50s, The Rock, or America's Devil Island, housed over 200 inmates at the maximum security facility.
I love it when Barney Fife calls the Mayberry Jail The Rock.
The Rock. 1964, number one on the charts? Why, it's the Beatles with She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. 54 years ago in 65, on this date, Martin Luther King led 3,000 civil rights demonstrators on a 54-mile march from Selma to Montgomery to demand voting rights for blacks. By the end of the march, 25,000 people had joined. There used to be a special NBC unit that was based at Channel 12 during that period of time. Richard Valeriani, you may have heard that.
I know that name, yes.
In 1970, Earth Day took place for the first time in, you guessed it, San Francisco.
I thought that was an April day.
Well, yeah, but it first happened on this date in 1970.
Oh.
It's now in April. San Francisco, the, what is it?
Rice-a-roni?
The Rice-a-roni.
Rice-a-roni,
the San Francisco treat. Yeah, that's it. 39 years ago in 1980, President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. Olympic team would not participate in the Summer Games in Moscow in 1980. It was kind of a boycott against the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Also on that date in 80, famous Dallas cliffhanger on CBS. Who killed JR?
It was Kristen!
Spoiler alert, it was Kristen.
Sue Ellen's crazy sister.
But not what everybody thought. Everybody went, really? You?
I mean, they got Sue Ellen for it when they came back with the next season. Yeah. It was a shocker.
1981, REO Speedwagon, number one with Keep On Loving You. They're coming to Impact, too.
Those tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Yeah. 35 years ago, in 84, New York re-landscaped portions of Central Park and renamed it Strawberry Fields in honor of John Lennon. This would have been his 45th birthday. 30 years ago in 89, Dick Clark announced that he was stepping down as host of American Bandstand after 33 years. More than 10,000 musical acts appeared on Bandstand with over 600,000 teenagers dancing on camera during his reign of terror.
We played a clip. We were maybe thinking about doing it later where Dick Clark is interviewing Pink Floyd. It is the strangest thing.
Yeah.
And, he did that on the show.
He actually, we did this. We played it the other day, and he did a great job, I thought.
Yes, he did.
Because it could have been awful. It could have been awful. But you remember when it used to be on every afternoon?
Yes.
On ABC?
Sure.
Wow. It used to be a local show in Philadelphia. 30 years ago in 89, Sports Illustrated reported allegations that Pete Rose bet on baseball. It took him till 2004 to admit it. Baseball still won't let him in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Maybe one day? What do you think? Maybe one day?
No? I doubt it.
Maybe after he dies. Who knows? 25 years ago in 94, Michael Jordan, cut from the Chicago White Sox spring training roster, sent down to the minors, played in Birmingham. 15 years ago in 2004, an online Yahoo News poll named Ozzy Osbourne as the nation's favorite ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth. Birthdays today. Scott Eastwood, that's Clint's son. He's 33 today. Kevin Federline, 41. He has six kids with three different mamas. Matthew Broderick is 57 today. I think of War Games. I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was in that terrible accident in the UK, right, where he was on the wrong side of the road, which we consider the right side of the road, right?
A lot of people think he got away with murder in that one.
Rosie O'Donnell, one of your favorites, is 57. Gary Oldman is 61 today. He won the best Oscar last year for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. He was amazing. Timothy Dalton is 73. The weakest James Bond, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Well,
Pamby.
We're a week from the widespread first MLB game of the season, even though there's baseball right now live from Tokyo.
3-2 Mariners in the sixth.
3-2 Mariners? Okay, and so Ichiro is...
He's still in the game.
He's still in the game. 25 days till taxes are due, 29 days till Easter, 52 days till Mother's Day, and Christmas now just 279 days away. I need to wrap some gifts today. That's your timeline. You know what? This is our song of the day. Stevie Nicks, with the help of a guy named Tom Petty. And this is from her first album, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, 1981. Another paragraph I didn't put in my timeline script. This is your timeline. Good morning.
And her voice says that.
You know what I need to start
doing?
The
goat factor?
We're going to move the Rich Song School of Broadcasting. Rich Song. Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting to a later hour.
That's the third time in about a month.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Good Lord.
Pickles.
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 Pickles, as in the infamous Pickles episode of Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
That is your winning word today. Remember, sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to repeat that word back to me at 272-9228. Be calling 9 to do it. Win lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
As we time into our friends at Channel 8 and Channel 32, mostly sunny today with a high around 69, a little breezy. Northwest winds 15 to 20 and gusty. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow, sunshine, nice. Start of a great weekend, high 71. How about 74 Saturday? How about yes? Sunday's high around 77. Textbook perfect weekend for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. And right now, we have 49 degrees, west winds at 10 miles per hour. The time is 6:39 as we join our friends at Alabama Rising, and here we go.
6:40, a new study says a third of people in relationships have been fubbed. That's F-U-P-H-U-B-B-E-D. That's when one person ignores the other person and doesn't hear the person because they're focused on their phone.
Also, only 10% of us regularly leave the house without our phone. I don't need to spell any of that out. That's just straightforward.
I'm going to go ahead and bring in Threw In and Lady over at News Talk 93.1. They're going to help us move this one out. Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, you watch your spelling, Ryan.
Yes,
I'm
oh,
sorry. Are we on?
Oh, wait, you're on your phone there? No, it's time for
the morning.
Time for our morning
just
chat here.
1 second.
Yeah. What's the topic?
Fubbing. It's
fubbing.
Fubbing with a PH.
I see.
Yeah, not the other.
BB.
It's funny. When I was visiting my daughter at Christmas time, she yelled at me several times, you know, the problem with your generation is you never get your head out of the phone.
She said that to you?
To me.
I love it.
Things have reversed. It's like...
What was that, Julia?
Oh, I forgot.
She was so colorful yesterday.
For a while.
You were the star of the show yesterday.
That was hilarious yesterday.
We told her to calm
they
down.
They told me to tone it down, and I'm trying to bring it down.
I gave her a Xanax.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably
better.
Hey, are you guys allowed to have your phones on in the studio?
Yes.
Obviously, you don't follow me on social media because I'm posting updates and teasing our show.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant your...
You got to sit a certain way because...
I meant your ringer.
Everybody's phone is sitting behind them in the chair. Yeah.
Oh, no. The ringer is not on. A co-anchor will glare at the other co-anchor.
I am pointing at you. For once.
Greg
leaves his volume on. So we'll be in the middle of a segment and it sounds like the muffins are done because it ding.
So one morning last week when my phone went off, everybody's looking at me like, wow.
That was hilarious.
You know, it's cool. It's like one of the things I enjoy on the phone is we have the Ring doorbell system at the house. Mm-hmm. And when the doggies go out.
Thanks a lot, Jake. I got to take this call from Jay Scott. That's funny, Jay.
Jay, that is the best thing you've ever done in this segment.
Did you hear what the ringer was? It was a radio news sounder. Anyway.
Sorry.
No. What, go ahead. You got to talk about the ring system.
I'll call Greg's next.
That would be nice because I have no idea where it was. When we opened the segment, we were supposed to be... I wasn't looking at a phone. I was looking at this giant clip.
Oh, you don't have your phone in here?
I don't know where it is.
Good Lord,
oh
man.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the one that said, let's be buried with our faces in the phone.
Yeah.
So we fubbed them.
Yeah.
And then, but I couldn't find my phone, so I had to use this
prop. Are you calling his phone?
I don't think we should use that word anymore.
Fubbed? Yeah.
I don't think so. There's got to be another word, because I'm trying to understand who came up with that. The PH comes from phone.
You've
got to
be very, very careful.
I noticed that you didn't try to call my phone.
It's the combination of phone and snubbed.
I see.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
No, you keep your ringer turned off.
My ringer is always turned off.
Mine's off as well.
Well, mine's off now.
If you listen to the afternoon show, there's wind chimes in the studio.
Yeah, because of the ring. The ring.
I just tried to call your phone, Greg, and it didn't ring up here, so I don't know where your phone is.
Wah, wah.
I'm at that delicate age where I'm forgetful, you know?
Well, it's...
Leaving shopping carts in the parking lots.
That's what she was yelling at me for yesterday.
No. Not on purpose.
No, Jaleah was hollering at you about not making breakfast for them when you make breakfast for us.
And I have chili.
Andrew was the one that called out everybody in East Montgomery at Publix.
Can we just not talk about that? I went to Publix yesterday and I was definitely looking over my shoulder.
I told him that he was going to come out of Publix and all of the carts were going
to
be.
I was waiting for someone to swerve at me coming down aisle three.
I think the producer's about to fumble.
Shot set yesterday.
Broken news anchor aisle three. Broken news anchor.
By the way, there's nothing wrong with taking the
and
cart.
And I'm just over here. I'm going to be the collateral damage.
Yeah. Bless
well, you're good at that.
All right, guys. Well, Greg, go find your phone.
Yes.
And we will catch up with you guys tomorrow morning. Right. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Give me a call.
Bye, guys. You want to hear more from Bruin and a Lady? Be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
You're thinking your car?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's funny, Jim.
Or your studio.
I mean, I didn't, not that I looked for it, but I didn't see it.
My phone goes off.
it does put me in mind with something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago about, the top stressors in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm almost to work and I realize I don't have a phone, that just...
Oh, God.
Turns me inside out.
I feel like, oh, my, how am I going to... Should I turn around? You know...
I've done that. It just depends on how much time there is.
Yeah.
It is 6:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Occasions are around every corner. Coming up, Mom's Day. If you want to do something really special for Mom, something that puts both your stamp on it and celebrates who she is, the best place to do that is Brian Jewelry. A, because they have an incredible selection. It's very competitively priced. But at Brian Jewelry, they can do that one thing that others can't. As professional jewelers with 3 generations and 63 years of experience, they can create something that is especially customized for that person that you're looking to gift. Mom should get something from you in your life. You don't have to spill the beans and let it know somebody else came up with the idea. Just give it and let her know that, hey, this is what makes you tick, and we're celebrating that today. And you got plenty of time to do it, because Brian Jewelry can create something from scratch. You don't have to hire graphic designers or anything. Just get in with their incredible staff, work out the idea, and then they'll put it together for you. Or they can tweak something they have in stock just the right way. If you're celebrating somebody who is a passionate fan, and especially with the NCAA tournament, if Auburn continues to advance, you may want to look at the showcase they have at Brian Jewelry that's loaded with incredible Auburn and Alabama gift ideas. This is not your tchotchke souvenir stuff that you see next to the pink boiled eggs at the gas station. This is the real deal jewelry at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. And online at BrianJewelry.com. Join their online club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. 6:47, back to the traffic dungeon, cheap and trashy now.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out the traffic situation for you this morning. The early risers are out and about, and there's a little bit of a crowd on the boulevard, but no major problems. A little stop and go at some of the traffic lights, but you're moving through there pretty quickly. If you're on the interstates, we don't see a bit of trouble for you. You just head on to where you're going at speed limit ride. And if you're on the 31s, there are no troubles getting into Montgomery this early morning. Police are still working the accident at Mobile Highway and Hyundai Boulevard, so look out if you're in that area. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Mr. Sandman.
time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes, Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times Four, Bison, and Terriers, Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more. Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks, Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Two Knights, Doves, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange, Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hey, welcome to our daily morning tour through the cheapest and trashiest of showbiz stories. The drama in the college admission scandals is amping up.
What's the latest?
Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is said to be devastated to be caught up in this thing, especially since she didn't want to go to school in the first place. She was happy being a YouTube star. Now it's all blown up in her face. She is kind of a victim here because it was her parents, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli.
No, don't buy it.
Olivia didn't even want to go to school. She was happy being an influencer and a YouTube star.
Uh-huh.
But they wanted her at USC, so basically her life is at least ruined for the time being. A source says she has been passionate about her career, wanted to work, and was doing well, but that wasn't enough.
No, sorry. I feel sorry for her.
Let's see. The odds of a perfect match, speaking of March Madness, are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. You filling mean, out a perfect bracket.
Oh, the perfect bracket. I got you.
Yeah. There has never been a perfect one. So, your odds are 1 in 9 quintillion, 223.
What billionaire was trying to give away?
Warren Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you got to work for one of his Berkshire Hathaway companies, which includes, Dairy Queen.
Oh, really? They were giving away cones yesterday.
Hot eats, cool treats, and if you, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, you treat me right.
And you do that, you get $1 million for life. Apple is developing a new feature that could change the way we watch sports. What they want to do, look, everybody, every professional sport right now is pandering to one group, millennials. because they have attention span of a moth. So what Apple is planning on doing is coming up with an app that will allow them to watch the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, all at the same time.
The moment, like, what's happening big at that moment in some sport,
right.
It'll keep...
A red zone for everything.
Right.
No.
Really?
What if you don't like that sport?
You know, it's just amazing. Baseball is totally... knowing that this is the short attention span group...
Yeah.
You got to shorten the games. You got to do this. You got to do that.
JJ, up here. Huh? Look up here.
All right. I'm fubbing.
Has a woman ever said that to you because you were... I'm up here.
Yeah. You look here. Look here. I'm up.
Just asking for a friend.
Eyes here.
Not with what I was.
The 20 greatest movies of the 1990s.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption was number one.
Uh-huh. That's the 90s. So, Forrest Gump in there?
Gump is number nine.
Okay. Got in the top 10.
Number two is Pretty Woman.
Oh, which is now on Broadway with music and lyrics by Brian Adams.
You know where I heard that yesterday?
Where?
I heard a fun fact on Kiss FM.
Oh! That was me!
One of my favorite disc jockeys.
Oh, dang, Rich!
But you know what?
Yeah, listen.
Thanks, man!
The movie that changed the way movies are made, that took everybody's breath away in the theater, much the same way Gone with the Wind did in 1939, was Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That should be number one.
What was number one?
Saving Private Ryan, only 13.
Wow, now that's
number one was Shawshank.
Oh.
Shawshank Redemption.
I thought that was the bottom of the list.
Terminator 2 in there anywhere?
Let me see.
That was a
yes,
nine.
Number 14.
Okay.
Wayne's World.
Why was Terminator 2 better than number World?
I'm not sure. I mean, Terminator 2 and Jurassic Park both had amazing, for their time, special effects. Just amazing.
Titanic was number four.
Bill and Ted have a new movie coming out.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll be rushing to buy tickets for that. Maybe I can buy them in advance, make sure I get a seat.
You know what? I'll go by myself.
Yeah, but Gary Oldman plays both Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. So you guys will go.
If they were both in a war movie together, I might go see.
The overrated Mrs. Doubtfire was number 11.
Why is that overrated?
Oh, please. Yeah, I mean, you're going to ask me to believe that Sally Field is so stupid that at no point in that movie this lady, Mrs. Doubtfire, didn't remind her of her ex-husband?
You don't go to the movies for reality.
Well, I mean...
Give me a premise.
You asked me to believe that the animals can talk to each other in Bambi.
Give me a movie where I can at least buy into the premise at a level where...
Yeah, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, exactly. That's what made it work.
I know.
Or, you know, Airplane.
I know.
You pull the DNA. We all know about DNA. You pull it out of the amber.
Uh-huh.
We all know what they can do.
Yeah.
So that's what made Jurassic Park, that premise, work.
But you don't think someone could wear prosthetics and fool their significant other? Because
no.
I do.
I don't think you can fool a woman anytime.
What about
I always know.
A movie like... Dude, where's my car?
Oh, brother.
Was that on that list?
Jenny McCarthy hated working with Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg.
Baba, baba.
And let's see, what time is the Auburn game on today?
It's 12:30 TNT.
TNT!
Why do we do that?
Yeah, 12:30 TNT, and that'll be played at, I think, 10:30 Utah time.
Correctamundo, you are so right.
This has got to be... I'm going to save this for Morning Maroon.
Although
Chance the Rapper.
What?
He has a really stupid question. And last October, former Denver Broncos quarterback Chad Kelly was arrested after he stumbled into a stranger's house after a party, and there's video of the homeowner chasing him out of the house with a vacuum cleaner.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I took an auric upside the head.
That's funny.
Okay, kids, that's it for the Jeep and Trash.
All right, okay, perfect. Fantastic, right here for 7 o'clock coming up.
With Fox News and Rich's forecast and Rusty Aldrich and a lot more. Don't go away.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends.